With summer approaching, Coquitlam RCMP is taking to the trails and waves. But officers aren't seeking respite from the season's rising temperatures. They'll be using all-terrain vehicles, ATV, bikes and a Zodiac boat to patrol trails, parks and waterways in Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam, the villages of Anmore and Belcarra, as well as the Kickham, Queequwetlam, First Nation. The versatile transportation allows officers to beat traffic and get into remote locations that aren't easily accessible by vehicles so they can keep an eye out for criminal activity, fire risks and environmental damage caused by illegal camping, attend special events and provide outreach. The unique populations and expansive geographies are the biggest challenges faced by rural policing, said Corporal Neil Romer, the supervisor of the detachment's rural section that is responsible for its Marine unit, in a news release. The public can expect to see us out on the water conducting proactive patrols. Over the years, the Marine unit has also helped out with rescues of people and animals, and it also enforces new speed restrictions for boaters on Indian Arm. Romer is also trained to ride an ATV. He said the little vehicles are able to maneuver rough, remote terrain quickly and efficiently, making them perfect for assisting in search and rescue operations and proactive patrols in the deepest, darkest sections of the detachment's coverage area. The unit also gets a workout looking for liquor infractions at popular recreation areas like Bunsen Lake. Const. Glenn Turnagle, who's part of the RCMP's bike patrol, said the low-profile nature of policing from the saddle brings officers in closer contact with public, fostering relationships and helping to increase community safety. The bike patrol was launched in 1991 and its pedaling police officers have even managed to catch crimes in progress.